Dilation and curettage, usually called D&C, is a surgical procedure used to locate and treat the cause of sudden heavy bleeding. It is done by passing a small instrument called a curette through the vagina into the uterus and scraping the lining of the uterus, which is called the endometrium. D&C is usually done as an outpatient procedure. A general anesthetic is usually used, although a local or spinal anesthetic may be used. What can you expect after surgery? The recovery period after a D&C is short. Most women are able to return to normal activities within 1 to 2 days. Mild pelvic cramping may occur for a few hours afterward, and there may be a slight vaginal discharge. Intercourse, douching, and the use of tampons are usually not permitted for 2 weeks, and the D&C may cause your next menstrual period to be early or late. Why is it done? Dilation and curettage is used to diagnose and treat bleeding problems. It is used to control sudden, heavy vaginal bleeding that is causing heavy blood loss or a low number of red blood cells, which is called anemia. D&C is the quickest way to stop active bleeding in the uterus. D&C is one method used to get a tissue sample for testing. For example, a postmenopausal woman who has vaginal bleeding is usually tested for signs of endometrial cancer. How well does it work? Usually, D&C temporarily stops heavy menstrual bleeding. A biopsy of uterine tissue can be obtained for diagnosis and to rule out other possible causes of heavy menstrual bleeding. Small fibroids may be removed. Sudden heavy bleeding may stop for a period of time, but heavy bleeding usually returns following D&C. What are the risks? Complications are rare, but may include infection, puncture of the uterine wall, heavy vaginal bleeding, scarring of the lining of the uterus. This can make it hard to become pregnant. Scarring can also make it hard for the placenta to attach to the inside of the uterus. What to think about? Abnormal vaginal bleeding that is not caused by cancer may naturally stop after menopause. D&C may be needed to diagnose endometrial cancer and to control vaginal bleeding that is causing anemia. The hospital or surgery center may send you instructions on how to get ready for your surgery, or a nurse may call you with instructions before your surgery. Right after surgery, you will be taken to a recovery area where nurses will care for and observe you. You will likely stay in the recovery area for 1 to 4 hours, and then you will go home. In addition to any special instructions from your doctor, your nurse will explain information to help you during your recovery. You will likely go home with a sheet of care instructions, including who to contact if a problem arises.